Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, this past weekend, another horrific reminder of the dangerous rise of global anti-Semitism that went on in Australia, Sydney's Bondi Beach. And here to talk to us about that is Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans. Arnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having me.
Arnie, I mean, these instances are beginning to become more frequent. They seem to be piling one on the other in countries that typically we've not seen this type of activity either. Your thoughts?
Well, it's absolutely terrible. I mean, even our Pope, commented over the weekend that anti-Semitism has just got to stop, too much. And we're seeing it in America. We're seeing it, in this case, in Australia, other parts of the world right now. And, you know, unfortunately, anti-Semitism is not new. It's been around for many centuries. And candidly, it's a downfall of a lot of civilizations. It's the beginning of, you know, the end. And we've just got to stop the rhetoric, stop the talk, stop the hate. Because it's literally killing people. And I can say the Jewish community is concerned. We have a lot of events this week because of Hanukkah and, you know, obviously, and even in New Orleans, there's heavy security at those events. But, you know, the appeal has got to be to all people, stop the hate, stop the rhetoric, because words matter and words get translated into violence and what we saw over the weekend at Bondi Beach in Australia.
You know, it's amazing to me when, you know, there's groups of people that collect throughout this country and throughout the world and cities that will chant, globalize the Intifada. And it's like our leaders are completely desensitized to what that actually means. And when you have a mob that says it, what do you think is going to happen?
I mean, it's
stating the obvious of what their intentions are, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look, one could have different views on, you know, decisions of government and politics and such. But what we're seeing right now on both sides of the political spectrum, I mean, you got on the left side, you've got the globalized Intifada. You've got the mayor-elect of New York. That was one of his slogans. And on the right, what's happened over the last couple of days is truly scary. I mean, you had a conference in New York over the weekend from the Young Republicans of New York, where they literally brought Holocaust deniers, and they brought a party from Germany who is far right, who believes that the Holocaust needs to kind of be forgotten. I mean, you kind of wonder what is happening here on both sides. And, you know, and again, people got to understand that words really do matter. When people hear these things, you know, it translates into terrible things. And in the United States alone, I mean, we just uncovered a New Year's Eve terrorist attack in California that had Louisiana ties to it, by the way, from a pro-Palestinian group. You have, you know, what happened in Boulder, Colorado a few months ago, you know, what happened in Sydney. I mean, it's just, it's sickening. And we've got to stop it, and we've got to realize we must come together. And when there is hate, whether it's on, no matter where it's directed, we've got to combat it, we've got to speak against it, and unify. That is the best way we're going to get rid of anti-Semitism.
It seems as though Mr. Albanese's government in Australia has kind of turned a blind eye to a whole series of attacks that go back to the summer. I didn't realize that Bondi Beach happens to be an area of Australia that actually has a lot of Jewish folks that migrated there and live in that area. But, you know, it seems as though they just didn't take a lot of what they had from an intelligence standpoint and what they were seeing out on the streets very seriously.
No, that's very true. I mean, it has been, you know, known in the Jewish community globally, but maybe less so in the community at large. Australia has really raised some real concerns over the last year. And there have been, you know, people that have said, you know, this could potentially lead to violence against the Jewish community, and it did. I mean, Australia is a very interesting Jewish community because it's the largest post-Holocaust community where people that survived the Holocaust moved to. So it has a very vibrant Jewish community there. And, you know, like everywhere else in the world right now, people are very scared. You know, and some of this relates obviously to what's happened in the Middle East. You know, Australia has taken a very pro-Palestinian perspective. And again, people can have different views on Gaza, and nobody wants the suffering we've seen, you know, for anybody in that region. But the reality is, when you have groups that are calling for, you know, from the river to the sea, or globalize the intifada, I mean, those kind of statements lead people, you know, to terrible acts. And, you know, in this case in Australia, you had a father and a son who had pledged, apparently, their you know, their commitment to ISIS. They had just got back from a trip to the Philippines, which I'm sure is being investigated right now. But, you know, it's just a terrible situation. How do you go on a holiday, you know, go to a beach with long guns and with the purpose of just killing innocent people? And, you know, I do have to say this, if there's any form of hope and silver lining in anything, this wonderful fruit vendor who is a Muslim man who took it upon himself to take away the gun of the father and himself got shot. That is an incredible story, a courageous story in the midst of just a horrific scene.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is the prime minister's reaction was immediately talking about more gun control. Australia has some of the most serious gun control laws in the world. Why is it there's this strong reluctance to address this Islamic State ideology? It's almost as though people fumble through this and they can't figure it out. They're afraid to consume some political capital because in a lot of these countries, there's a very strong Muslim representation.
Yeah, absolutely true. You know, we as a world have got to understand that there's radicalism out there. And in this case, and we've been dealing with this for two decades now, and, you know, in America with 9/11, you know, radical Islam is a terrible, terrible evil for the world. And, you know, whether it be with Hamas of what they did on October 7, I mean, 1,200 people absolutely murdered in the most vicious way, or what you saw in Australia, or what you see in America, you know, it's incumbent upon all of us, members of the Islamic community, the Jewish community, Christian community, to come together and just reject this ideology. It's against the West. It's against Israel. It's against the Jewish world. And if we don't stop it, we're going to continue to have these type of situations. And, you know, elected officials have got to have the courage and put the politics aside and say, no, it's not happening. I mean, Newell, this is how sickening this is. I mean, because it goes left and right. I mean, do you realize over the weekend, Tucker Carlson's brother basically came out and said this was a complete hoax. There was nothing that happened in Australia. This was fabricated. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? And where is some of the commentary from the right and the left media to say we're not going to accept this kind of stuff? And so I just have to say this. I mean, look, the Jewish community has faced anti-Semitism for centuries, whether it be from Spain to Germany to now. It's always going to be there. But when you have successful civilizations and countries, they wrap their arms around each other and they reject it and they fight it. And that's exactly what we've got to start to do right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's pivot to the Middle East real quick. There's a lot of frustration, right? We have the Trump plan that's been partially executed on. It seems as though it has reached a point where it's not moving really quick in the direction of maturation there. And Israel has been compelled to continue to take out some of the leaders of Hamas that are still trying to reconstitute themselves. Where do you see this playing out here? And it's kind of moved off the front pages, right? It's almost out of sight, out of mind right now.
Yeah, it has. You know, Israel took out a Hamas leader over the weekend that was involved in the October 7 attack. And, you know, and I saw that our own government kind of condemned Israel for that, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, look, the reality is we're all happy that, with the exception, I think, of one dead hostage body who has not been returned. The rest of the hostages, both living and dead, have returned. That's been the benefit of the deal that was reached. But we're now basically at phase two, and I don't think we're going to get to a successful phase two until Hamas is gone. I mean, you cannot allow Hamas to still have a presence in Gaza and have some kind of peace plan and a board of peace and other countries wanting to come in. They're not going to do that. I don't see any other countries in the world wanting to come into Gaza with their own forces right now until Hamas is gone and there could be a true representative government of some kind there. So I think the next couple of weeks are very important here. The reality is Hamas doesn't seem to want to go away, and it's probably going to take more military action in order to force that issue, largely by the Israelis. And, you know, I feel bad because the Gazan people have had a lot of suffering at, you know, because of Hamas, and there may be more coming in the future here. But if we want any peace to take hold there, Hamas has got to be eradicated. And, you know, and Israel is also facing that now on its northern border because you're starting to see Hezbollah in Lebanon, you know, kind of resurface with the support of Iran. So, you know, I feel like we're coming, you know, we're almost returning to the past a little bit, and we got to figure this thing out.
Yeah, I think the optimism is waning. My question, there were a number of Gazan or Palestinian sects that were pushing back against Hamas and were seeing some success in doing so. We're not seeing a lot of reporting about that. Do you have any information relative to that?
No, Gaza is very interesting because you have Hamas obviously has been the government now for decades, but you have these clans, and these clans, many of them were anti-Hamas and they were pushing back. Unfortunately, in the days leading up to that ceasefire, if you remember, I mean, Hamas literally rounded up people, put them in a circle and executed them. And I think it put kind of a deterrent and chilling effect on more people coming out. So you have not heard much about that. The only thing that I think everybody acknowledges is Hamas is still there. They're in the tunnels. And if there is any chance for peace, and look, everybody wants peace. You know, I know people are down on a two-state solution right now, but the reality is, you know, I think every person wants peace to be found if possible, but you're only going to get that when you have a true Palestinian government that has that same feeling and a true Israeli government that wants that. And right now, I don't think any of that could be done while Hamas still has a presence, you know, in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, I read an article the other day that the school-age children in some of the schools there are still teaching and talking about from the river to the sea and still talking about and encouraging death to the Jews. And I just don't know how. I mean, how do we get around the corner if this is still the case, right?
Well, we got to start with the younger generation, and it has to start with a new generation of leadership on all sides, Israeli and Palestinian, that stop teaching this hate. You know, the UNRWA, the UN agency that's involved, you know, has had major flaws to it, which is why we've defunded it many times, because they seem to, their agenda seems to be to just continue the hostility and the hate. That's got to stop. I mean, I have friends, obviously in Israel, I have friends from the Palestinian community in the Middle East. And, you know, I can tell you that for the most part, families want the same things. We want peace and we want our children to succeed. And we've just got to put this level of hatred down and defeat it. And again, it goes back to anti-Semitism. I've traveled to Germany quite a bit, and I have to tell you what's happening in Germany is very scary, because it's been the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel community since the Holocaust. There's now a political party in Israel, in Germany, that literally is the second leading party there, that is Holocaust denial. That is, we got to forget the history. It should scare the heck out of us. And I think, you know, Americans need to follow these kind of things, you know, because those things that may be in Europe now will eventually end up in America. And if I could, Newell, just before I know we're going to get to a break here, I just want to mention, I know you've got an expert on in Ukraine. The Ukrainian situation is really bad right now. I mean, literally Russia every night is bombing cities all over Ukraine, cities that I've visited many times now in the last 4 years that were once thought upon as safe. They're not safe anymore. And Americans got to wake up, and our president's got to wake up. He's got to understand you cannot force a bad deal on Ukraine, because we'll pay for it in the future. I mean, yes, we want peace. Yes, there's maybe a deal that could be made there, but it's got to be a fair deal.
No, I couldn't agree more. I've said from the very beginning, you know, they're talking about Section 5 like, you know, protections. Well, we had an agreement that outlined that before, and we didn't do anything. We reneged.
That is true.
How anybody believes that this is the path that we ought to take this time, and that we're going to be any more credible? It's like beyond me. You know, what's the old adage? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, or something along those lines. I always screw them up, but
Exactly. Well, we got to realize Russia and Putin are war criminals, and that the best way to deal with them is to take action against them. And that's how we're going to get to a peace in Ukraine, is when we're strong, not when we, you know, when we concede to a power that really is a bad government and a terrible, terrible human being.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much for joining us. Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans. Have an incredible holiday season.
Thanks. Same to you and all your listeners. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Folks, stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.